You are now tuned in to
Golden Grams, hosted by Scooter Graham.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Another episode of your favorite show, my favorite show, your mama's favorite show, Golden Grams. Obviously, with your host here, Scooter Graham. Once again, I got a special invited guest, a friend of mine who's also a coworker turned family. She's like a big sister to me. Everybody, welcome KP.
What's up?
She already being silly, y'all. But we can appreciate that. We can appreciate that. So as usual, we're going to start the show off right with a shower thought. Well, actually, this thought didn't happen in the shower. This is a this is an organic conversation between KP and I. It started off she was down in Atlanta and she was watching some shows. Like, what's it called? Atlantic Plastic Surgery?
Yeah, I think it's Atlanta Plastic.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And I've seen the show as well. But I've seen a different episode than her. And the episode I saw was, if you haven't seen it, it was about the guy with a little penis. And this guy went to the doctor because he thought that he had, like, extra penis hidden inside of him. And he wanted to see if the doctor could, like, surgically pull it out. And from that show, this is where the funny part comes in. He actually made a song, and it's called My Little Penis. It's on YouTube. And Crystal has some thoughts about that.
Well, I was always told that a man has a little penis if he has a fat stomach. So,
yeah, she saw the guy and just goes,
yeah, he has a little penis because he has a fat stomach.
She said my grandma taught me that.
My grandmother did.
That's like OG wisdom passed down from
absolutely
from generation.
And to this day, I found out that to be true. Fat stomachs mean
little penises.
That's it.
If you guys don't see that funny, I don't know what to tell you. But this guy is like celebrating his little penis. How you feel about that? Stride in the right direction for masculinism. You feel me?
Well, I don't think he's doing it for either. I think he's doing it for a short-lived 15 minutes of fame. And
but he like risking it all. It's like,
but it's a fact. So yeah. It's not like he
can right. Get rid of that after.
Yeah.
They probably do got surgery for that though, huh? No? They got surgery for everything.
I was going to say they surgery for everything else.
That's just so
that's
funny.
Just too bad.
He just risked it all.
That's just too bad for them 15 minutes. Because, you know, you know you're going on a show that's nationally televised. And yeah. You're going to go in and ask your doctor something as ridiculous as to if I have more penis in me, can you pull it out?
He making a fool. You're right. Can you pull? But then to use that, because my thing is this: I think a huge part of guys wanting 15 minutes of fame, obviously money, all that, but is women, is the opposite of penis, vagina. So it's like you are risking that vagina just to get that 15 minutes. Thus, what's the reward there, I guess? Does that make sense?
Other people wanting 15 minutes. I think it's a perfect combination. You find somebody else looking for 15 minutes of fame, then...
That's a good point. Yeah,
combine those 15 minutes.
So the girl that wants to say, I've been with that guy, huh?
Uh-huh.
And we also got to talking about... He has a video for this, and it's like, how do you come to your boy like, I want you to be on my video about my little penis? You know what I mean? Like, because he had to, you got to YouTube it. Help this guy get his 15 minutes. YouTube it. It's just like, how do you get to that point? It's like, dog, I got this video coming about, oh, okay, you rapping? Yeah, man, yeah. It's a song about my penis. Like, but, even if he had a big penis, I wouldn't be in it.
But he starts off, and it's almost like a legitimate song until he get to that, yeah, that chorus.
Then he got to the hook.
It was, yeah, it's like what? Come on, bro.
So I'm happy KP is actually here to discuss that with me, because I can't imagine having a male on the show. We're talking about that. So thank you early in the show KP for being on here. But I wanna segue kind of, because you aren't the first female I've had on the show, but you are the first female I've had to co-host with me to have some real conversations. So I want to ask you the age-old question of men and women, and have a quick discussion with me about this toilet seat. Why do women say men got to put the toilet seat down, and men never say put the toilet seat up? I think it's like, you know what I mean? It's a basic discussion, but it goes back to the beginning of the toilet, which is probably centuries.
Absolutely ago. Not. Get out of here. The beginning of the toilet, it goes to the I don't know,
the chivalry. Because my thing is like go ahead.
Cohabitation. You have to.
So, but women want the toilet seat down,
right?
Should women be required to put the toilet seat up for men?
That's a good question.
Have you ever? Nobody ever.
I would never lift the toilet seat up ever.
So why is that? Why is that? Not even for another woman? Okay, would you put the toilet seat down? Would you put the toilet? Wow, your toilet seat be up, huh?
Exactly.
Oh my God. I think we just got way deeper than I thought.
I think so.
I just think it's like an age-old question, and it kind of bothers me because, you know, I cohabitate with a female, and like the first 3 weeks of living there, it's like, put the toilet seat down.
But no, my friend, his house, the toilet seat was always down.
Right.
So that leads me to think.
One or two things.
Not. Oh man.
Number one.
That's another conversation. He got a woman there. That's another conversation for another day.
Or number two, he poop a lot. That's the first two things.
Or maybe he don't.
Maybe he just put it down, or maybe he was raising all women.
Well, house. He was. That's the funny thing. He was raising.
So he's a battered man, is what I call it. That's a battered man when he just like automatically.
Yeah, he put the toilet seat down.
Yeah, he just like he's scared to. He like, oh man, the toilet seat.
No, his mother raised him right.
Don't flip that on me.
I'm just. hey, that's not a battered man. That's somebody with some. Etiquette.
So is that like a deal breaker? The toilet seat or just
the toilet seat up?
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker.
I'm trying to get the female perspective here.
Pee on the seat is a deal breaker. I think I would rather fall in than to sit on pee.
That's legit. I never heard that argument. So he got
because I look back before I sit anyway.
Most women do, right?
Okay. Apparently not, because if this is an issue,
if this is breaking up relationships,
right, somebody's not looking back.
I would like to think so. I look back anytime I sit down, not just toilet, because of the middle school times where
someone would pull your chair out.
Yeah, that's a classic KP move, at least in middle school. But
never that.
It's like it's crazy. So I just wanted to get your opinion on that. I don't know if you got any other women raging, burning things, but that's a question I legitimately want to ask you as a, not only as a woman, but a woman I respect. Because I'm not putting the toilet seat down. I'm living life on the edge out here.
That, and you will be living on the edge. You don't put that toilet seat down. maybe living outside also.
There you go. So another thing I wanted to go ahead and discuss with you. You have nieces and nephews, and you have several other children, you know, you deal with on, you know, goddaughter, things like that. With the holiday coming up, everybody, you know, Halloween is coming up. When do you stop trick or treat? Like, what age? When's out of control? Because I have brothers, younger brother. I have nieces and nephews, and I have seen some damn near adults going through some doors. Now you can't tell ages nowadays because some of these middle schoolers look like they, you know, they're grown. But when do you let me hear your spill on that.
Well, that's kind of touchy because I'm not a fan of door-to-door trick-or-treating. Okay. You know, with this day and age, I would not want anyone to door-to-door to trick-or-treat.
Okay, just because of safety?
Just for safety. But if I...
What if you 20?
Absolutely not. 20.
But they should be safe, right?
Straight for what?
No, they should be safe. Like, if you were, are you talking about the kid's safety or the owner of the home safety?
I'm for everybody involved. safety.
Because I feel like as
I'm not opening my door to a group of people on my porch. That's called a gang. A gang at my
dressed
door
in
with
similar outfits
with mask on. That's a gang.
That's called a rob, a home invasion. B&E.
Exactly. That's called a home invasion.
So. Okay, where's the limit then? What do you suggest?
I feel like once you leave elementary school, and not maybe not even elementary school, maybe like fifth grade, because at that point,
whenever you stop believing in the ghost of Halloween
and the great pumpkin,
the great pumpkin. yeah, that's what it is. So like, what's that? 11?
Right, like 10.
Because I definitely trick or treated. How old were you when you stopped? You weren't 11. I was like 14, I think.
No, I was like 11.
I was just wearing
like 11,
I was just,
12, maybe.
I was just wearing jeans. I was just wearing jeans, and I would just like put on a mask and be like, "Yeah, that's my brother," you know.
No, see, I more so gave out candy. I didn't really do too much trick or treating because I was the one who had to give out candy at the house.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
Well, did you dress up for Halloween?
Not. Past like maybe 10.
So you never was the slutty.
No, we used to have my parents through Halloween parties every year.
Yeah,
for the cousins.
So I guess I want to segue to say like you never got to be the slutty teacher or nothing like that, not even in college. No, not saying you're slutty, but I'm just like, where did this slutty stuff stop?
Where does the slutty stuff stop?
I've seen some reckless stuff, like a slutty nun.
For it's costumes, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
I'm like a slutty nun.
I'm like you've
like,
seen a slutty nun.
Yeah, you haven't. No, they got
not a costume.
I've seen
though.
So many like. I don't want to lean this whole episode towards penises, but I've seen like penis costumes and like dildos. It's crazy out here.
What do you shop?
I don't shop at the internet. I browse.
Oh, okay. Because I've never seen a.
Oh my God!
Costume.
Y'all haven't been to these parties where you see this? KB,
no, what parties are you going to?
Well, we hanging out this Halloween.
Oh, okay. Because maybe I'm at the wrong parties.
Or the right ones. I'm going to get you a latex outfit so you'll be safe. And we're gonna take you to one of these Halloween parties. No, but I've seen some like real slutty stuff that's out of control. I think the slutty teacher is pushing it. Just because our image of a teacher should be healthy. It's an educator.
But would you wear that around children?
No, these are adult Halloween parties.
That's what I'm saying, but...
No, definitely don't wear that around children. I hope not. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these people do. Let's look at the news in 2 weeks and see what they say about some Halloween.
So
parties.
I did see a interesting costume about Caitlyn Jenner as a costume.
That's my point, though.
But
that's funny.
That is not funny. Why is that funny?
Here we go.
Is it half Caitlyn? Is it half Bruce? I just saw like a headline or something. I was scrolling.
But see, that is funny to me. But I think it's past the line because of the group of people that it offends. It's bordering blackface, but for transgender.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. That's not funny.
I mean, theoretically, it's funny.
I did chuckle a little bit.
That's my point. So I guess that's where I'm going. It's like, when does it stop being funny? And when is it, you know, when can you dress up like Caitlyn or Bruce, or whatever her name? I'm not trying to be in that debate, but when can you dress up like that and when can you not? That's what we're about to solve here today.
We can't solve this today.
This is a world question.
No, we can't solve this today. But that is a very good question. I wouldn't.
You know, people are getting reckless, man.
They are.
People are dressing up like all kind of stuff. Like, it'll be like a molestation case, and then they'll dress up like a priest, and they'll be like, "What? That's not funny, but it is." Is that what Halloween's for?
Absolutely not. Halloween was designed for other things than that.
Do you know the history of Halloween? It sounded like you was about to just break it.
I really was, but I can't remember. You know, my days from Catholic school is...
It's a Catholic holiday?
Well, I remember we used to have to go to Mass and something about All Hallows Eve and...
You had to, like, pray the evil spirits away?
Something like that. Cause
seriously?
Like, we couldn't dress up like ghosts or things, but like, you know, cheerleaders, angels, those superheroes. But it was like something religious around that we had to do.
It was probably a pagan holiday.
That's my guess. I'm gonna look.
I know. It up I just now. Feel like something.
I'm gonna look it up now, and that will be on future episodes. I'll make sure I get that out to y'all. But that's probably a pagan holiday. Most of these holidays were, and we act like they Christian based, but they weren't. Christians just adopting to keep the norm.
Okay.
That's deep.
That is.
I'm planning on writing a book. This would be a chapter.
Pagan holidays.
No, Halloween stuff. Scooter Graham knows about Halloween. That's just one page, one chapter.
Okay.
So we're going to swing it into a little bit more serious stuff. So with the, not necessarily serious, because KP and I can have serious conversation to be fun. Because remember, everybody, creativity is just intelligence having fun. Anyways, wanted to get into a conversation that KP and I had earlier, and it's about our infamous Lions. So by no means is this a sports conversation, because I can't tell you what's the matter with the offensive line or Stafford, but we call them losers. I call them losers. They're losing. They're 0-5. They're the only team right now 0-5.
And I called them winners.
And why don't you go ahead and tell us why you called
them winners? I called them winners because are they really losing when you drive off in a Ferrari? Are you losing then?
Because what's that make us?
I think they're winners, and I don't know. I feel like, you know, it's unfortunate that we're the only team 0-5. But at the end of the day, they're not losers.
You mean they're successful?
Yeah, they're successful individuals. The franchise, they're still making money.
Yeah, they do pretty good on attendance.
Right.
I think people leave early, but.
But yesterday I worked at the stadium, you know, for work. And those lines at the food concession stands and bars.
Like $6 pop.
$6 pops, $12 margaritas,
yeah.
$10 slices of pizza. You know, they're making money hands over fist. So, are they really losing? Who's losing?
Right. That's a great perspective, because we kind of got in a little tussle about it. I'm like, yeah, they are losers. And you're like, no, but because what is their goal here?
Right.
You know, like they want to have a long career. Everybody wants to quote unquote win the games, but if you have a successful career, is winning that important?
Right. No, though, I think that more money would be generated if they're making, you know, if they were winning.
Right.
But, you know, right now, it's like even.
Did they break it 50-50?
Right. It's 50, nobody's really losing. Nobody's really winning.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. I got something else want to bring up, because we talk about money. A lot of these athletes, they going broke afterwards. I think it's something like 70% of NFL players go bankrupt after like 3 years.
See, I don't know.
I don't know either. I know they've been trying to do a lot of stuff financial. They had a whole 30 for 30 about it,
right,
on ESPN.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do more financial classes for the rookies. But what's your perspective on that? I mean, athletes and
they absolutely need financial classes. A lot of these people come from nothing.
Yeah, give a lot me of those people do, yeah.
A check for $1 gazillion.
See what you do?
You drive buying out the bar.
Drive up in your Ferrari from losing. Right. Just like,
And then go buy out the bar to
cope.
To cope with the loss. Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's a weird side conversation, but I think we've got to really do something about that, man.
Absolutely. It's kind of like these young guys out here, they losing. Like, really. Because at the end, you've sacrificed your body so much, yeah, that, you know, you have to have something invested to just for your medical bills alone. Because
yeah, I know. I wonder how many of them. I don't know the percentages on college graduation either. You know, and then not only that, the college. Let's not even mention the college athlete who doesn't get paid, who doesn't graduate, and then doesn't even go to the professional leagues. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Like, they sacrifice their body as well. Damn, that's a good conversation. We're gonna talk about that in another episode. That's a good one.
Okay.
You know, I'm just. That was a shower thought right there. I just have thoughts sporadically.
Okay.
This is just a venue for
me. You flipped it.
Yeah, this is a venue for me to share it. Okay. That's why I appreciate everybody listening.
You writing this down, because those are two things that go in.
You writing it down, right?
No. To the Scooter Graham book of stuff.
Halloween and athletes.
Right.
I got you.
Halloween athletes.
Athletes that are born on Halloween. I'm about to Google it. So to hit y'all with some current events, this past weekend, at this point, only a couple days ago, we had the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. KP and I had some interesting points to talk about. We wanted to, why wasn't it covered by national media? Go ahead. I'm asking you. I know why.
I don't know. Please enlighten me because I just want to know.
I'm going to keep it simple. And I just think it's because of the group of people that it entailed. African Americans. And not to say it was racist, because I don't think that anybody said we're not going to cover African Americans. But I think it's because African Americans, for the most part, on large scale proportion too, don't own media outlets. We don't even own Black Entertainment Television. But see, that's why we're making our own businesses. Me, Scooter Graham here, trying to get this media outlet out, but it's also other people doing the same thing. I just wanted to get your take on it, because you are a strong African-American woman, and I wanted to know what you thought about it.
Sure enough. I really...
I know she's about to say something serious, but y'all have to see her face when she said, sure enough. Like, it was like... It was like, well, like was, Shaft just came out and was like, you drive well,
you,
turkey.
You gave me that introduction there with my, with your fist in the air. You know,
that
I was.
That was my Million Man March fist.
Right. So
I stood up and did that whole thing.
Y'all. Right. That's why I had to lead in with the show enough, because after that, that was the proper response.
Oh, you're right. That was right. Like a Black Panther thing. Totally flew over my head.
Show enough. Show you right. Now, I really don't know. Wait a minute, what are we talking about? But
why do you don't think it was covered by national?
Okay, League? That was a good point you said, that you don't think that it was not intentionally covered, but I think it was. Mm-hmm. I think it actually was.
You think it was because it was Black?
No, just because it was positive.
Because it was positive. There you go. I like that. I agree with you.
Good answer.
How do you, we got a Jeopardy thing on there? When you get the right answer.
Right, good answer, good answer.
Come on down.
Right, good answer.
Yeah, because it was positive. Now, my only question is, I hate to say it, but I do think it has a small portion of it being a predominantly Black event. Obviously, it was other races, other cultures there. But I just question if it was a million Latino march or a million Hispanic march or a million Asian or whatever descent, and or even a million white march, would they not have covered it? Because I think they would have. So you gotta say yes. Number one, positivity doesn't sell. But I think that it has had, I mean, a small percentage, even if it's just a small percentage, I think it has something to do with it being Black. Just food for thought, huh?
Food for thought.
It's hard for me to let that one go.
I know, I saw something on, something I was reading on the internet. And they said that BET did it specific, you know, purposely because of the BET Awards that were taped this weekend.
So BET did the awards this weekend because they didn't want to cover the Million Man March?
And that's what I read. I don't think that's...
Or they, like, taped them the same weekend. They did it. They made a conflict for that reason.
Yep.
Oh, wow. But that's also because Black people not owning, not running, not... I mean, I know some executives there that are African-American or some high-ups, but it's not owned by Blacks. I guess we don't make that decision. And it's crazy because I think if you look at the advertisement that they could have done, black dollars go far. You know what I mean? They could have did a lot of advertising to reach out to the Black community or people who would watch it, who whatever marketing or advertisement firms do to figure out who advertises where.
Right, it's to the point that it was not even, I couldn't even find anything online because I like to hear the speakers.
Yeah.
So I don't even know who spoke.
I was just about to ask. I don't know.
I think Farrakhan, Minister Farrakhan spoke, but I am not.
Yeah, that's messed up. I got one more question so we can, before we wrap up the rest of the show. Do you think they should have a Million Women March of some sort?
No.
Why not?
Why?
Okay.
If they would have had one, they should have did it maybe 20 years ago, right after the heels. I think they may have tried something like that.
And they didn't get a lot of people?
I think they got like 100. Women don't get along that well, so
everybody.
About 100 of them is about enough that can get on the same page. The other women were late.
Taking care of the family, huh?
Right.
Or trying to get their man to work. I feel you. No, that's our show for today. Before we get out of here, I got a couple segments I want to run through with KP. As always, when I have a co-host on, I got to ask you your favorite album, your ride along. What's your go-to? It could be old, it could be new, it could be right now. I just want to hear that.
Well, I'm 100% old school. Biggie. Anything Biggie is in the car.
You on your road trip, Biggie.
Biggie.
Any album or you got one?
Life After Death. You know, that's a double disc, so. That's enough right there.
She old school and she got good taste, y'all. Y'all hear that? Honestly, when you said old school, I thought you was gonna be like, "Yep, Keith Sweat." Like, you know, I was like, "Oh man, she about to."
But
hit
no, me. That's not my go-to though.
Right, Biggie. What's up?
My Biggie. I can go to Biggie when I'm sad, when I'm happy, everything.
That's true. All right. Also, KP, we're gonna have to ask you this. Complete this sentence. I'm not a hater, but I hate.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm not a hater, but I hate.
I'm not going to do it this week, y'all. Y'all know I can't be a hater every week. I got a lot of stuff I hate, too. And just stay tuned. We're going to keep it going. But we're going to have my special co-host do it. Go ahead, KP.
Okay.
I'm not a hater, but I hate.
Bicyclists. I hate people riding their bikes in the middle of the street while I'm trying to drive my car. That kills me.
And that's like a new thing.
That's a new thing here in Detroit. They have bike lanes everywhere. It would be helpful if the people knew the rules to biking. Yeah. Right, you got grandmamas out here smoking cigarettes, riding a bike. Those aren't. I'm sure that's not the rule. That's not the rule.
Yeah, they be running.
You don't carry. You don't carry babies on your arms while you ride bikes. You know, that's.
That's funny that you say that because I read something that goes, when I'm a pedestrian, I hate cars, and when I'm in the car, I hate pedestrians. But no matter what mode of transportation, I hate cyclists. That's about the realest thing ever. So there you have it. I want to thank KP for spending some time with us on the show here at Golden Grams. She dropped a little bit of knowledge on y'all. It was one of my first time having a woman on here to discuss, and I wanted to thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Clap, 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 clap. Ooh. Exactly. So as always, before we get out of here, I'm going to hit you all with a quote to make sure that I leave y'all with something to think about, something to ponder on, something to mellow out to before you get to the next show. The quote goes as such. Perseverance is a great element of success. If you only knock long enough and loud enough at the gate, you are sure to wake somebody. That's by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. So just make sure y'all persevere as y'all continue on y'all journeys. Appreciate everybody listening. Make sure you follow me on all my social networks. I'm at scooter.gram on Instagram, and I'm at scootergram on Twitter. Make sure that you comment, contact me, let me know what you think, give me future topics. I love to hear feedback. It's greatly appreciated. Remember, I'm dropping nuggets. Just hoping y'all scoop them up. Peace.